Today's daf is Brachis Daf Lamed Beis. We are at the top line of Daf Lamed Beis. Amar Aleph, Amar Rab Chama, Rab Chanina. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Besara Aliza, and Le'ilu Nishmas Zisel Breina Bas Abelio, and Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Doiv Ben Shlomo Hakoyen. So we're continuing to discuss halachos related to tefillah. Specifically, we had a whole omit and change of Gemara that discussed kama hilchas gavrasa, many important halachos that we learn out from the story of Chana. At the very end of the discussion of Chana's tefillahs, the Gemara said, Amar Abba Laza, Chana haticha dvarim klapi mailo. When Chana davened, she spoke very sharply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Pasuk says, not Vatispalel Chana El Hashem, but rather Vatispalel Al Hashem, that she attacked, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Loza said, Eliyo HaNavi did the same thing. Eliyo HaNavi, during the incident of the Har HaKarmel, turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you're going to punish the Jews? Va'ata hasi boiso eslibam achiranis. You're the one that caused the Yidden to be this way. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually later on, in a Pasuk in Micha, seemed to agree to what Eliyahu Nabi said, because when he referred to the Averis that the Yidden did, he said, Asher hariyosi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow is involving himself with the sins of the Jews. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? It's the Yidden that sinned. Asher Riyosi, he was agreeing on some level to what Eliyahu HaNavi said. Either way, the Gemara is going to continue along on this theme. Amar Rab Chama Rab Chanina, Amar Lishalish B'Kareis Halalu, where not for the following three psukim, Nismaitetu Ragleim Shal Soini Yisrael. As a euphemism, Klal Yisrael would have no way to exist. Meaning there's three psukim that are our alibi, that give us the right to go forward. Chad, the first one is the Chsev Asher Yosi. It's this pasuk in Micha Perek Dal that we just mentioned, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even though the Jews do so many Averis, but Asher Yosi, I'm on some level to blame. But Chad, there's another pasuk, the Chsev Kihine Kachoymer Biyada Yotzer. Like clay in the hand of the potter. Kein atem biyadi beis Yisrael. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I have total control over you. So even the averis that you do on some level are in my control. V'chadich seven, another pasuk, v'siroisi eslevo evem mipsarche v'nosati l'chem beif basar. A pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, where Hashem again says that I have the ability to remove the levo evem mipsarchem. I have the ability to remove yeyetzahara. What's the tzad hashava? What's the common denominator between all three psukim? So if you take a look at Rashi, the second line, shemi'idim, all three of these psukim say edos, they testify, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to remove our Yetzirah, so why doesn't he help us out? And from the fact that he doesn't, on some level, Hashem is complicit, Asher HaRiyosi, even in our Averis, and that's what allows us, that's a great defense for the Jews. Rapapa had a fourth pasuk, Mehacha Ves, Ruchi Etein Bekirbechem, Vasisi Esa Shebechukai Teilecho. I'm going to implant in you my ruach, my spirit, and I will cause that you should be bechukai teilecho. You should be in bechukai say teilecho. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Moishetiach farm klapi milo." So we said that Chana spoke harshly to Hashem. We mentioned that Eliyahu HaNavi spoke harshly to Hashem. Said Rabbi Elazar, Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayispalo Moshe el Hashem al tikri el Hashem elo al Hashem." Now by Chana, it said al Hashem. Here it says El Hashem, and we're just flipping it from El Hashem to Al Hashem, and we're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu did something that at first glance maybe seems a little bit inappropriate. So we're changing the letter to somehow say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hitiach Tvarim Klapi Milo. Interesting. Shekein, what's the premise? How do you have a right to switch an Aleph and an Ayin, but not the same letter? Devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, because in the yeshiva of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Koyrin L'Alf and Ayin and Ayin and Aleph, and they used to sometimes switch an Aleph with an Ayin with an Aleph. Rabbi Yani Amri Mihocha. In yeshiva Rav Ane, they said that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hitiach Tvarim Klapi Milo, and they learned it from a different pasuk. The pasuk that says, V'di Zahav. Where's this pasuk? It's the first pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. Eila hadvarim asher dibar Moshe al kol Yisrael be'evra yardim ba'midbar ba'rava mosuf bein parnu bein toifa v'lovan v'chatzeres v'dizav. So that's the first pasuk in Mishnah Torah, Sefer Dvarim. And Chazal say, Rashi brings in a chumash, that every word of that pasuk is mentioning another musr that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jews. So then when Yidden were in the midbar, they did a lot of averis. And in that pasuk is a remes to the averis that the Yidden did. The last words of the pasuk, v'dizav, literally, gold. What is that referring to? The Egel Hazav. And Pasha Moshe was giving Toichacha to the Yidden for the fact that they sinned with the Egel Hazav. But in Rav Yani's yeshiva, they learned the pasuk differently. My v'dizav, ami devei Rav Yani, kach oma Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe is not talking to the Jews, giving them Musar for their role that they played in the Egel Hazav. But rather, Moshe is talking to Hashem, and telling Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you played a role in the Egel Azov. Why? Ribbono shel Olam, mishpat kesev azov shehishpatu lehem liYisrael ad she'amru dai. Who garam sha'asu asa egels? I don't know if that's ever happened before. But apparently, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you gave the Jews so much money, they said, enough, we don't want any more. At least they said die, but the point is, vidi, because they had so much money, they didn't even want it. It's for that reason that they ended up sinning with the eagle. So in the yeshiva Rabbi Yane, they continued. And they said, did you ever see a lion roar if he's in a, if his head is in a basket of straw? No. If you give him flesh, he's going to roar. So you gave the Jews money. You gave them gold. So of course, what do you expect to happen? Of course, they ended up sinning with the chet egel. A person had a para, and this para was very weak. It was bony. Then the owner of the para gave it to eat karshinim. That's food that an animal likes. Then it got strong and it started kicking and it started rebelling against its master. Omar la, so the man told his para, mi garam lech shetem v'etes bi, elo karshinim shehechaltich. This is akara satoif. You were some weak, frail animal. You couldn't rebel if you wanted to. Now I fed you good food and now you're rebelling. But this is the way it is. Says the Gemara, another mashal. Mashal mo'adam, shechad hayulay ben. Rashi brings us in Chumash in Parshas Kisisa. A person had a son. He bathed him. He anointed him with oil. He gave him to eat and drink. And then he took a wallet, a credit card, put it around his neck. And he had him sit at the entrance of a base zoynos. Says the Gemara, Mayas oisa ben shalo yachdad. You expect the child not to do an avera? That's what happened to Klal Yisrael. They were given all these riches. They were given vidi zahav. So naturally, they were going to end up doing averas. Amar Rav Acha Breit, Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hainu Damri Inchi. This is what people mean when they say, Malei Kreisei, if a person fills up his stomach, Zinei Bishi, he's doing an avera. Where do you see that from a pasuk? Four psukim. Shenema, the pasuk says, Kimarisan, Vayispo'u, Savu Vayorim Liban, Al Kain Shechechuni. Savu, they satisfied themselves. Vayorim Liban, brought to Gaiva, Al Kain Shechechuni, they ended up sinning. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, the pasuk says, Viram Livavecha, Vichachachto as Hashem. That if a person has Gaiva, he has everything going for him, it brings to Shikchas Hashem. The Bali Musar say, it doesn't say, Viram Livavecha, Pen Tishkach. Right, pen yifta levavchem, like we say in Kriya Shema. V'rom levavecha, it's a fact. V'shachach des Hashem. V'rabbonin amri mehacha, v'ochal v'sova, v'doshein, ufana. You eat, v'sova, you're full, v'doshein, eventually, ufana, you're going to turn away from Hashem. Iba yisem mehacha, v'yishman yeshurim, v'yivan opasikin, v'parshas hazinu yeshurim, that's Klal Yisrael. They were v'yishman. Eventually, what happened was Vayivat. Omer Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Omer Rab Yoinis. I mean, I should Kadosh Baruch Hu vahoyde leil Moshe. How do you know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was moide to Moshe? So again, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to Hashem, and the context over here is after the Chet Ha'egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu is Vayispalel El Hashem, but Rabbi Lozer said Al Tikri El Hashem Ela Al Hashem. Had he ever right to swap an aleph and an ayin? They're not the same letters, because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's yeshiva, they were koirin la'alfin aynin, ulayin and alfin. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu was turning to Hashem, and he says, you're going to punish the Jews now for the chet ha'egel, it's your fault. He says, what does that have to do with me? He said, v'di zahav, it's because of all the gold that you gave them, mashal to this, mashal to that. This whole Gemara that we just learned, that you see that if the Yidden have all these riches, what do you think is gonna end up happening? Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'idash and Emma, because the pasuk says, v'kesev herbesila v'zahav asu leba'al. Regardless, so you see on some level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right, it's because of the money and the gold that I gave them that eventually they ended up sinning. So the Gemara now is going to digress. It's not really a digression because the Gemara is going to be discussing tefillah. Specifically, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah or tefillois after the episode of the Chet HaEgel. So yesterday we spoke about Chana's tefillois. Chana in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, she doesn't have any children and she davens and the Kama Hilchas of Givras and all the drushes that the Gemara brought related to Chana's tefillois. So the Gemara now is going to discuss Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillois. So after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu is notified by Hashem. So what's the context? Maimir Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, 40 days, 40 nights. He's going to come down with the Luchos. At the end of the 40 days, the Satan plays again. The Yidden end up sinning the Chet HaEgel. The Pasuk says, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe, Lech Reid, Kishichais Amcha, Asher Helesu Me'aretz Mitzrayim. So the Gemara is going to dash many of the Pesukim that we're going to mention now. Soru Maher Min Aderech Asher Tzivisim, Asol Lem Egem Aseichel. So Hashem was the first one to tell Moshe about what happened. He said, go quickly, descend from the mountain, because you're going to see that the Jews sinned. What did they do? They made an Egel. Vayishtachavu Loi, they bowed down to this Egel. Vayizbuchu Loi, they brought Karbonis to the Egel. Vayoyru, and they told the Egel, Eila Lehecha Yisrael Asher Helucha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Vayoyru Hashem al Moshe, Hashem told Moshe, this is not a nation that I want to deal with. Allow me, I will destroy the nation. So literally, within a few psukim, Hashem tells Moshe what happened. Within the amount of time that it says, that it takes to say, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umayri, Toich Kedei Dibur, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Hanichali V'achalem V'esa Oizchel Goy Gadol. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? The next pasuk. Vayichal Moshe's Pnei Hashem Aleikov Vayoyim. Lama Hashem, everyone knows this pasuk. Yechera Apcha Ba'amecha Asher Etzitzo Me'eretz Mitzrayim B'koyach Gadol V'od Chazok. Where is Vayichal me? We've seen this already a few times. It's a lashon of tefillah. So Moshe Rabbeinu started davening. He said, why are you getting so upset? This is the nation that you took out of Mitzrayim. You performed all these miracles. Did you do this all in vain? Lama Yomer Mitzrayim Levi. You know what's going to happen? The Egyptians are going to say, Barah Hitzion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take them out to save them, but rather he had bad intentions in mind. Lahari Goysam Baharim, to kill them in the mountains, in the desert. Ulechaloysam Me'al Pnei Adama. Shuv Mecharoin Apecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, try to appease yourself. Vehinochim Al Aroli Amecha. And then he continued. He said, Zchor Lavrom Li Yitzchok Li Yisrael Avadecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember the Avos, but don't just remember the Avos. Remember Hashem Nishbato Lehembach. You swore to them. Vatidabra Aleim, and you told them, Arbe Zarachem, Kikoich Vehashamayim. Vachaloritz Azois Asher Amarti Eten Lezarachem Nachalu Oil. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you swore. You swore to the Avos. You can't do this. Vayinochim Hashem Alo Ruach Edibelas Islamai. Kadosh Baruch Hu heard what Moshe said, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was appeased. Now, if you forward about 20 or so psukim later, there's a continuation. It seems to be out of order, but there's a continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos. Vayimi Machras, Vayimi Moshe Alam. Moshe turns now to the nation, and he tells them, Atem Chatosem Chato Gedoylo. You sin terribly. Va'ata ela Hashem. I'm going to turn to Hashem. Ula yachapra ba'ad chataschem. Perhaps I'll be able to somehow obtain a kapor. Vayoshem Moshe al Hashem vayoymer. So now Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Hashem again. He said, Ono chato ha'mazeh chato gedoylo vayasu lahem alihezov. Va'ata imtiso chatosam. I want you to forgive them. Ve'im ayin, if not, mecheni no misifrcha shekosofta. Then take me out of your sefer Torah. I'm not interested in being in the Torah. Vayoymer Hashem al Moshe. You didn't do the Avera. Why should I take you out of my Sefer? I'm going to take Klai Yisrael out of the Sefer. They're the ones that sin. Now, I want you to go do what you need to do. Your job is to lead this nation and continue being the leader. These are the psukim that discuss the tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu as a reaction to the Chet HaEgel and Parshas Kisiso. The story is repeated, albeit an abridged version of it, again, in Mishnah Torah. So Mishnah Torah, to a very large degree, is a repetition of what you have in Bereshit, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar. And the story of the eagle is mentioned there again. So there it's much shorter, but similar psukim. And Hashem told me, go down from the mountain. And I went down. And regardless, dear to Moshe Rabbeinu says, I davened for 40 days and for 40 nights. And then I davened again and again. And then finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillah. Regardless, the Gemara now is going to go through an Amid Gemara of darshaning some of the psukim that we mentioned in Parshas Kisisa, and some of the ones that we didn't mention that I mentioned in Mishnah Torah in Parshas Ekev. Says the Gemara, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Leichrit. So what's the first news that Moshe Rabbeinu gets of the Chet HaEgel, Hashem tells him, "Vayidab Hashem Moshe lechred, go down from the mountain, ki shiches amcha asher haliso me'eretz Mitzrayim." Says the Gemara, "My lechred, what does that mean?" Amar Rabbi Elazar, "Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hashem told Moshe, Moshe reid megdulascha." He wasn't just telling him, "Go down the mountain." He was telling him, "I'm taking away your gedula, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're the great Navi, you're the great leader, you've achieved so many phenomenal madrigas, I'm taking it away from you." Why? Because why do you think you have all these madrigas? It's because of the fact that you're the leader of the Jewish nation. The Achsh of Yisrael Chatu, but now that the Yidden sinned, Atolamali, I don't need a leader like you anymore. Yeah, Toshish Kaikosh Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu became very weak. He couldn't talk. And he wasn't even going to dav. He wasn't even going to die. But what happened? A few psukim later, Hashem tells Moshe, "Heref mi meni vashmidim." Now this pasuk really is in Parashas Ekev. Leich reid kishiches amchas in Parashas Kisisa. The pasuk "Heref mi meni vashmidim" is in Parashas Ekev, but it's the rest of the story because the story mentioned in Parashas Kisisa and what's mentioned in Parashas Ekev, they complement each other. It's all the same episode. It's what happened by the eagle. So when Hashem tells Moshe, "Heref b'men v'ashmidim," let me do what I need to do. See what Moshe Rabbeinu realized? Hashem's telling me, let me do what I need to do. Aha, that means I have the ability to get in the way. I can obstruct what Hashem wants to do. He said, "Amar Moshe, dover zeh toli bi." That was the insight. Moshe was medayik l'shoynei azov shal kodesh baruch hu. He said, "Aha! So I have the ability to intervene. If that's the case, I'm going to intervene." Miyad omad v'nischazek betfilo u'bikesh rachamim. So Moshe Rabbeinu started to daven. The Gemara explains this again with a mashal. A lot of mashals in today's daf. Mashal, mashal, kaz habonai. There was a king that was very upset at his son. He was punishing him really badly. And the king's friend was sitting next to him. And he wanted to stop the king. He knew the king was going to regret this. This is his son. But he was afraid to say anything. Amra Melech, as the Melech is beating his son, he tells him, "If it were not for the fact that my good friend was sitting next to me, I would have killed you." Amar, so the good friend said, "Aha, I have the ability to somehow intervene, meaning the king is acknowledging me." So he said, "Oh, dova zeh toli bi miyad." Amar, so he got up, v'itziloi, and he was able to stop him. So again, Hashem tells Moshe, "Allow me to do what I need to do, and I'm going to make you into a goy gadol." Amar Rabavo. Rabavo said, "Molly mikra kasev yashalaymer." If not for the pasuk saying this, we can never say this. Malabet shetavsim Moshe l'kadosh baruch hu. Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed onto Hashem. Ka'adam shu toivus es chaver v'bigdoy. So you grab your friend by the lapels. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu did to Hashem. But Amal Afanav, and he told him, "Ribbono shel Olam, ein ani manichacha ad shetimcha v'sislach lehem." That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe. Hanichali, let go. That's literally what he meant. V'ese oischa l'goy gadol. Amar Rabbi Lazar, what was he trying to say? He was telling Moshe that I'm going to destroy the Jewish people, but don't worry, there'll be Klal Yisrael again, and Klal Yisrael will come about through you. So Moshe turns to Hashem, and he says, "Ribbono shel Olam, umak kisei. If a chair that has three legs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they are the foundation of the Jewish people now. But in your anger, in your wrath, that chair gets wiped off the face of the earth. So what am I going to do? What kind of necham is that? So you'll give me Kla Yisrael and then you'll get angry? And this is going to happen again." He said, not just that. He said, "I'm embarrassed from my... forefathers. I'm embarrassed from Yitzchak v'Yaakov." Because you know what they're going to say? "Achshav yoimru re'u parnes shehemet aleihem. Bikesh gedul latzoi v'likesh aleih rachamim." How am I going to look? So I'm going to come to Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. They're going to say, "How did it go?" He says, "Well, we got wiped out. You have nothing to do with Klal Yisrael anymore. It's all me." So he said, "I'm poshut embarrassed." V'yichal Moshe's b'nei Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened. But the language that the Torah uses to describe Moshe's tefillah is not v'eschanan al Hashem, like the Torah uses by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not the more conventional word of tefillah, vayifka, that you find by Yaakov, but it's vayichal Moshe. So what's the hidden meaning? Amar Rabbi Lazar, "Malamish Abin Moshe b'tefillah sechtei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad shehechelo." It means that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just davening. Rashi says hechelo means hifzer boy. He was being very aggressive in his tefillah. Rav Amar Rava says ad shehefer loy nidroy. It's miloshin lo yachel devarei. Ksif hacha, the pasuk says, and it says, "Lo yachel devarei." We learn from there, Who einoy mechel? Aval acher mechiloi. This is Masechtas Nedarim 101. That if somebody makes a neder, so obviously if you make a neder, you can't retract your neder. But you could go to a chacham, and the chacham could be mat neder. A married woman that makes a neder, her husband could be mei for the neder. Hakadosh Baruch Hu swore that he was going to do what he said he was going to do. But vayichal Moshe, Moshe went, and Moshe was mei for the neder of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shmuel Amashmuel said, melamed shemaser atzmi lemisa aleihem. It's miloshen chalom, miloshen misa. It was like a suicide mission. I'm willing to give up everything. I don't care. Wipe me off. I'm willing to be like a mace, like a chalal. That's the lashon vayichal. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yitzchak. It's a different shot. Melamed shehechala aleihem midas adin. Vayichal is miloshon yochulu al rosh yoyov. Says Rashi shehechala, that he tried attributing to make the midas harachem and be on top of Klai Yisrov. Rabbanan Amri, Melami, Chomer Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chulin Hu, L'chamei Asuyis Kedavar Hazeh. The Rabbanan said it's Miloshen Chulin. He says, it's Chulin for you to do this. It just doesn't pass. Vayichal Moshe's Pnei Hashem, Tanya Abreis, Reb Lezva HaGadol Oymer, Reb Lezva HaGadol said, Melami, Chomer Moshe, Betfil Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shechzasei Achilu. You know what Vayichal is? It means he was afflicted by the disease, the illness called Achilu. My achilu, Amar Rabbi Lazar, esh shalatzamos, literally fire of the bones. My esh shalatzamos, Amar Abaya, eshta de garmi, some illness. Zechor l'Avram liYitzchak uliYisrael avodecha, Hashem nishbat olohem bach. My bach, what did that mean when he said bach? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Meishal Tekadosh Baruch. Ribono Shel Olam, nishbat olohem b'shemayim varis. Had you sworn in the name of Shemayim varis, Yisei Omer, k'shem shemayim varis b'teilim, kach shvuas chabateilo. Who said your shvua has to be forever? You swore in the name of Shemayim varis, not going to be here forever, 6,000 years. You might say Mashiach, Olam Haba, at some point there's no Shemayim Varetz anymore. So okay, so maybe the Shvu is not forever either. But V'achshav she'nishbat olohem b'shimcha agadol, z'chor l'avodecho l'avrom l'yitzchol Yaakov she'nishbat olohem bach, you swore to the Avos bach in your name that you're going to give the Eretz Canaan. You can't retract from that. Because ma'shimcha agadol chai v'kayom lo'olam u'liyom e'olam. So what did you say? I will multiply their children. So the Gemara says, "Hay Asher Amarti, Asher Amarta mi boyle." Meaning, the way the Gemara understands it is, "V'chala Oretz Azoyis Asher Amarta." This is Moshe talking to Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Loza Adkan Divrei Talmud Mikame Eilach Divrei Rav." Moshe Rabbeinu is obviously talking in the beginning of the pasuk that says, "Zechor l'Avram liYitzchak uliYisrael avodecha she'nishbat olohem bach." This is all Moshe talking. V'atidaber aleihem arba sarachem k'koich v'yashumayim. This is all Moshe talking. V'chol ha'aretz hazois Hashem amarti. That's like in quotations. You said Hashem v'chol ha'aretz hazois Hashem amarti. Either way, Shmuel ben Achmini Amar elu ve'elu divrei ha'tamon. The whole pasuk is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Elakacha Moshe said Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe said was as follows: Ribono Shel Olam, Dvarim she'amarti li leichem mor lahem li Yisrael b'shmi halachti v'amarti lahem b'shimcha. Achshav ma ani omer lahem. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you told me to say in your name. I did that, and now I'm looking bad. Here I told the Jews, I promised them, I said, we're going to leave Mitzrayim, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to look bad. I'm not living up to my end of the deal. What I told him, Hashem. Then Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, he says, I'm worried that people are going to say, Hashem. Maybe Hashem didn't have the ability to take the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, number one, Yochel Hashem, what's Yecholos? Yecholos is a Lashon Akeva. He's talking to Hashem, but Lashon Akeva. People are going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is weak like an akeva, and that's why he doesn't have the ability to take us into Eretz Yisrael. How could they say I don't have the ability to take the Jews into Eretz Yisrael? Weren't they paying attention? They saw the Makkos, they saw Kriyas Yamsef, they saw all this. You know what they could say? One king, para, yeah. But l'shloishim ve'echad Melachim in Yachol Lamoid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Minayin shechazak Hakadosh Baruch Hu loy Moshe? How do you know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was moed to this taina? Shenemar vayoymer Hashem solachti kidvarecha. So what does it mean solachti kidvarecha? Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel kidvarecha asidem umay sa'olam loy markei. Kidvarecha was referring to this. This koyach ataina of Moshe Kodesh Baruch Hu was persuaded by. Ashrei Talmud, says the Gemara, she Rabbi Moidalai. You find Ashrei attributed very often to Moshe. But Ashrei Talmud, she Rabbi Moidalai, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Moida to what Moshe Rabbeinu said. V'ulam chai ani. Omer Ravo, Omer Rav Yitzchak, melami chabalai Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe, HaKodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Moshe, hechi yisani bidvarecha. You've kept me alive. What do you mean you've kept me alive? Because were it not for the fact that I would have listened to you, had I wiped out the Jewish people after the Chet Egel, even if I would have rebuilt Klai, so people would have said that Hashem has power. One king, Paroi. 31 kings, maybe not. Hechi Yisani. Dorish Rav Simloi. Loigum Yisad Ad Meshvach Shal Kadosh Baruch Vach Hechi Yisbalo. So when a person davens, first he should praise Hashem. We have three brachos of Shvach. And then ask what you want. Minola mi Moshe. Dechsiva Schanon al Hashem Be'isahi. So this is already a whole different tefillah. This is not Moshe Rabbeinu's Vayichal Moshe, where he was davening that the Yidden be forgiven for the Chet HaEgel. This is Va'eschanon al Hashem, which is Moshe Rabbeinu davening that he himself should merit to enter Eretz Yisrael. What does the pasuk say? Hashem Elokim Atochi Loiso Laharis Es Avdecha Es Godlecha Es Yodcha Achazaka Asher Mi Keil Bashamayim Uvaaretz Asher Yasech Imasecha V'Chigvura Isecha. So what's the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu did? Va'eschanon al Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to daven. So what's the first thing he does? He gives Shvach Vaidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afterwards, Ebronov Eretz Etzaras Atoyva. Then he says already, Atochoinen, Slachlonu, Hashivenu, Rifaenu, Baruchalenu. But first, Shvach, and then afterwards, he asks for what he wanted for. Simon, Meisim, Tzedaka, Korban, Koyin, Tainus, Mino, Barzal, Amar Abelazo, Gdoyle, Tvila, Yoiser, Mi Meisim, Toivim. Sometimes it doesn't matter how much Meisim, Toivim a person has, but he needs Tvila. And how do you know that? She'ein lochot Godol be Meisim, Toivim, Yoiser, Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Because there was no one that had more Meisim, Toivim than Moshe Rabbeinu. And Afal Pikin, Loinena, Elabet Tvila. Moshe Rabbeinu was answered only in the Schus of Tvila. She'nemar, as the Pasuk says, Al Toisev Dabere Lai, V'somach Le, Alei Roish Hapisko. You see from there that Moshe Rabbeinu's Tvila was answered. Now you're going to say it wasn't answered. Moshe Rabbeinu davened v'eschanon al Hashem. He wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. Tefillah was never answered. Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi brings that even though he never entered Eretz Yisrael, but he was able to see Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi, Parshas v'eschanon, says, you see from here that tefillah's poyel mechza. That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Eretz Yisrael and enter Eretz Yisrael was poyel mechza. He was able to see Eretz Yisrael. But you see that even Moshe needed tefillah. Amar Rabbi Elazar, G'doy L'tainis, Yoisem Enat Tzedakah. Fasting is better than giving tzedakah. My time, Zebe Gufay V'Zebe Mamayne. When you fast, your guf is suffering. When you give money, your pocket is suffering. Amar Rabbi Elazar, G'doy L'tefillah, Yoisem Enat HaKorbanos. How do you know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, in Yeshaya Perek Aleph, this is the famous or infamous Haftorah of Chazon Yeshayo. So what does Yeshaya Navi tell the Yidden? This is the nevuah about Churban Beis Hamikdash, that Hashem is going to say, Lama li roiv zivchechem yoymar Hashem, savati yoy lo yiseyla v'cheyla miriyim, v'dam parim uchvasim v'atudam loy chafasim. I'm not interested in your karbonis. And what's the next pasuk? Uvefarischem kapechem al meina mikem. And not just that, meaning, not only don't I want your karbonis, but I don't want your tefilos either, said Rabbi Lazar. Meaning, I don't want your karbonis, and I don't even want your tefilah. Sounds like tefillah is more chashev than carbon. I'm Rabbi Yechon, a kol kain shargas, an efesh le'yisas kapav. A kain that kills somebody, that's a retzeach, shouldn't duchen, shenema yedechem domim ileyo. That's the end of that pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, that the hands of the kayhanim were filled with blood. When a kayin duchens, he lifts his hands, so it's inappropriate that a hand that's filled with blood should duchen. I'm Rabbi Lazar, yimchachar beis hamikdash, nina lushare tefillah. When the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the share tefillah were locked. It's hard to daven. It's hard for tefillahs to be answered. Shenemar gam ki ezak v'ashaveya sosam tefillase. My tefillahs are shut out. V'af al pisha shari tefillah ninanu. But then Rabbi Elazar said that even though the sha'arim of the tefillah were locked, or b'shari dimaloy ninalu, but the sha'arim of the demais of tears were not locked out. Shenemar shimat tefillasi Hashem v'shavasi hazino el demasi al techeresh. Don't be silent when I cry. Because even though the Shari Tfila were Ninalu, but the Shari Dmois were not Ninalu. It's Yidua that the Kotzker Rebbe said that if the Shari Dmois are in Ninalu, so why do you have to have Sharim at all? I mean, it sounds like they're gates, but the gates aren't locked.
if they're always open, then what do you need gates for? So the Kotzker Rebbe said, and if you know anything about the Kotzker Rebbe, we spoke about it last week a little bit, it's V'ru'uyin Advarim L'misha Amram, he said they're there to keep out the falchet Rebbe. That when people cry and they make a tomo, but really, they don't have in zin what they seem to be crying about. Those are the tears that aren't allowed in. It's for the falchet Rebbe. Rava, lo goza tanisa b'yem edeva. Rava wouldn't be goza tanis on a cloudy day. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says, sakoisa ba'ono loch me'avar tefilo. Literally, you protected yourself like a sukkah with clouds, not to allow the tefillahs to come in. So he said, when there was a cloudy day, it was a sign that maybe tefillahs aren't answered. From Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's now a Chimas Barzel, literally an iron wall, that separates Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a pasuk in Yechezkel where Hashem tells Yechezkel to engrave an outline of Yerushalayim on a brick, and then told him to put Barzel in between him and the brick, and this was a symbol that would be the Schoimes Barzel. Omer Reb Chanina. Kol Amaruch Betfilosi, Ein Tfilosi Chazeres Rekim. So returning to Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfilos after the Chatei Egel. If someone's Mairuch Betfilosi, he davens very, very long, Ein Tfilosi Chazeres Rekim. There's a guarantee that his Tfilah will be answered. Minolam Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema Vespalo Lo Hashem. Fixiv Basrei. And how long did Moshe Rabbeinu daven? 40 days, 40 nights. Vayishma Hashem Elai. If somebody davens very long and he's ma'ayin in his tefillah, so he's bali de kev lev, he's going to end up having heartache, literally. If someone davens very long, machlo lev. What should you do? But the point is, it's not good to daven long. Heartache. Here it says, no. Guarantee that his tefillah will be answered. Say without being ma'ayin, what does it mean being ma'ayin? Thinking about your tefillah, it's like, oh, I just davened such a good Shemayin Esrei, I know my tefillah will be answered. That's not a good thing. If, however, a person is just ma'ayin but tefillah without being ma'ayin ba, then it's to the contrary, guaranteed that his tefillah will be answered. If a person davens and his tefillah wasn't answered, so what should he do? Yachsev yispal, she davened again. Shenem akavi al Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kavi. You davened and you weren't answered. Chazak v'yameitz, take strength and do it all over again. V'kavi al Hashem. Tanu Rabbanan, on that note. Arba tzrichim chizik. The four things that need chizik. Meaning you have to do it again and again before you finally get it right. Ve'elohei Torah, u'masim toivim, tefila v'derech eretz. Torah, u'masim toivim, yinayin shenemar, rak chazak v'yamatz ma'oid, lishmar v'lasois, es kichol ha'toyre. So this is in Yeshua Perek Aleph, where Hashem gives Yeshua chizik. This is Hashem talking to Yeshua. So Hashem gives him chizik. He tells him, chazak v'yamatz, what? Lishmar v'lasois. So lishmar means to learn Torah. Lasois means the ma'isim toivim. And he said, chazak v'yamatz. Chazak b'toyre v'yamatz. B'ma'isim toivim. Tefillah minayin. How do you know tefillah needs chizuk? Shenemar kavi el Hashem. Chazak v'yamitz l'becha. V'kavi el Hashem. Sometimes you have to daven and you need chizuk. Chazak v'yamitz l'becha. Do it again. Derech eretz minayim. Referring to parnosa. Shenemar chazak v'nes chazak ba'ad amenu. V'atoymer tzioin. Azovani Hashem. V'Hashem shechechoni. So the Gemara now is going to darshin two psukim. The pasuk says, "Vatoymer tzion azovani Hashem, v'Hashem shechechoni." This is in Yeshaya, Perik Memtes, pasuk Yudalid. The next pasuk is, "Hasishkach isha ulo meirachim ben bitna gam eile sishkachna v'anoichi lo yeshkachech." So tzion turns to Hashem and says, "Azovani Hashem, v'Hashem shechechoni." You forgot about me. Tzion, Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, turns to Hashem and says, you forgot about me, you don't care about me. So what does Hashem respond to Tzion? Hasishkach isha ulo. Did you ever see a mother forget its child? Mirachem ben bitna, or what came from her womb? Just like a mother never forgets its child. Gam eiles ishkachna v'anoichi leshkachich. You have nothing to worry about. I'm never going to forget you either, says the Gemara. Number one. Vatoymer tzion azovani Hashem, v'Hashem shechechoni. Hainu azuva, hainu shchucho. Aren't they the same thing? Amrei shlokish, no. Amrei knetz tzol lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribayim shlok. Adam noise isha, alish derishayna. If somebody marries a second wife, pre-cherem derabbeinu gershem, zoicher maisa harishayna, just because he has a second wife, doesn't make him forget his first wife. Ato azavtoni v'ushichachtoni. Meaning, if someone takes a second wife, so on some level, it's azavtoni for the first wife. but it's not Sheikh Tani. You didn't forget her, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't only leave us, but you've also forgotten to us. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu biti, shnei masa mazolos barasi b'rakia. I created 12 mazolos, 12 constellations in the Rakia. V'alkol mazol mazol barasi b'shoi shechayel. And there's 30 commanders for each one of these mazolos, whatever this means. V'alkol chayel v'chayel barasi loy shloisha ligyoy. That's even a higher ranking official. V'alkol ligyoy v'ligyoy barasi loy shloishim rahatoy. V'alkol rahatoy v'rahatoy barasi loy shloishim kartoy. V'alkol kartoy v'kartoy barasi loy shloishim gasro. V'alkol gasro v'gasro v'tlisi boi sholoy shmeis v'shishim v'chamisha alfei riboy koychovim kineged yomoy sachama. This is a very big number. So whatever this is, it's a lot of it. The kula loy barasi yala b'shvilcho. And I did it all for you. B'shvil Yisrael shenikoreishes. B'shvil atayrish shenikoreishes. By the way, if you want to do the math, it's 12 times 30 times 30 times 30 times 30 times 30 times 30. Art Scroll says this amounts to quintillions of stars. But the point we get is this was all for Klal Yisrael. V'at amrit azavtoni u'sheikh achtoni. How could you say that? Then the pasuk continues. Hasishkach isho ula. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu klum eshkach oilois. I'm not going to forget, not ulois. The oilois, elim, upitre rechamim. That's the next part of the pasuk. Me racha me bitna. I didn't forget the carbon oils that you brought, all the bechayros that you brought. Shekraft alafana by midbar. I'm a lafana of Rebbeinu Shalayla. But Klal Yisrael returns to Hashem and said, Hayo ve'in shikha lefnei chisich v'aydecha, shemalei sishkach li maisa egel. If you don't forget, Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe you're not going to forget the Chet HaEgel also. Amar lo, gam eiles eshkachna. That I am going to forget. Amar lefana, one second. Rebbeinu Shalayla. Hayo ve'yesh shikha lefnei chisich v'aydecha, shemalei tishkach li maisa sinai. Maybe you're going to forget Meis Sinai as well. Amar la va'anoichi lo yeshkachech. V'hainu dam Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yishim. Ma'ayit chsev gam eilo sishkachno zeh Meis HaEgel. Va'anoichi lo yeshkachech zeh Meis Sinai. Chasidim harishoinim harishon sha'achas. So the Mishnah said that the Chasidim harishoinim, they would wait sha'achas before the tefillah. You know what I mean? What was the makar to what they did? Amar Rabbi Shulman Levi. Amakra, the pasuk says, Ashrei yoishvei ve'secho. Okay, it's the next part of the pasuk. Oid yehalalucha secho. So before the oid yehalalucha secho, what's first? Ashrei Yosef v'Sachar. First they say, they settle down a little bit, and only afterwards, Oydi Haluluch HaSalaf, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, HaMespalel Tzorech L'Shoy Sho'achas Achat Filosa. Not only is there an idea, Chassidim HaRishonim, to be Shoya Sho'achas before davening, but there's also an idea to be Shoya Sho'achas after davening. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ach Tzadikim Yoydu L'Shmecha, and then after their Yoydu L'Shmecha, Yeshvu Yisharim Espanecha. Then they settle down. They wait an hour. Tanya Nami Yochi. HaMespalel Tzorech Shiyish Sho'achas an hour before davening, an hour after davening. Another price. See, here we have another halacha. They would wait an hour before, an hour. How long did davening take? It also took an hour. So it's 2 hours of prep for 1 hour of tefillah. So is bayoy betfilo tayros and heichal mishtamer. So the one says, I understand. They're spending the whole day waiting before, after davening. It's 9 hours of davening. When did they learn? Umelachten heichs nases. And how they earn a living? Ella says the gemara mitoich shechassidim heim because they were chassidim tayros on mishtameres umelachten misbareches because they were chassidim. Their Torah was protected and their melacha had bracha. They had a special bracha because of the fact that they were chassidim. Afilo hamelech shoyo. We're going through these gemaras like there's nothing to talk about. It is what it is. So the Mishnah says that when a person's davening, you're not going to be mafsek a little shmeidas, right? By kriyishma, you could be shoyl, you could be meshim, ne'akovim, ne'ayira, be'emtza, ne'aprokim. There's a whole shulchan aruch of how it works. How does it work with regards to tefillah? So tefillah is different. Afilu amelach shoyl b'shloimai. Even if the king says shalom aleichem, little shmeidas, right? Afilu nachash korach ala kevai. Even if there's a snake on your heel, lo yafsik, you shouldn't be master. So the Gemara says, one second, you have to read the fine print of this halach. Omer Rav Yisim, lo yishonu al malchis. It's only true for a Jewish king. He's not going to kill you. Avol malchay oiv dekei chavim. Then it's pekuach nefesh poisik meisvei hamispal v'ro anos bakenegd. If somebody was davening and he saw anos, it's a bad guy. He's coming towards you. Ro karim bakenegdoi, or he saw a wagon of people coming towards him. Lo yehi mafsik. He shouldn't stop shmein esrei. Meaning, don't stop in your tracks. Elam mekatzer. You should be mekatzer. We know already a little bit how you're supposed to be makatzer when you have to. Va'ila, and then run away. So you're not just, it sounds like you're never supposed to stop. The Gemara says, like, gosh, hodev shalakatzer, you katzer. If you could stop, stop. Vimlev, you can't stop. Poisek, then you have to stop. One final Gemara, and this last Gemara is a classic. Tanu Rabbanon. Maisa, there was a story. b'chaser echad. So who's chaser echad in Shas? Either it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Eloi, or it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Shayu mispalo baderech. He was davening. Basar echad v'nasan le'shalim. And then a very important sar came, and he went over to a very important rav, and he said, Shalom aleichem. He didn't respond. He waited until he finished davening Shmoyin Esrei. After he finished davening Shmoyin Esrei, he told him, Reka, empty person. So apparently this Sar knew how to learn a little bit. He said, there's another pasuk that says, I mean, isn't this basics of Judaism? That you have to watch yourself? Why didn't you answer Aleichem Shalom? If I would kill you right now, nobody would be able to come after me. I'm a high-ranking official. I can do whatever I want to you. What were you thinking? Amalei told him, will you give me a chance to respond? He said, yeah, I'll give you a chance. Amalei told him like this. Let's say you were talking to the king, someone that ranks even higher than you. And then one of your friends would come by and he would say, Shalom Aleichem. Would you answer? Amalei Lav. He says, of course not. Let's say you would. What would happen to you? They would behead me. Amalei, so he told him, so he says, if you wouldn't interrupt your conversation with a melech boss of Adam, you expect me to interrupt my conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyad nispayis oisei asar. The sar heard this, he was appeased, v'niftar oisei chosid l'beisei v'shalim, and he allowed either Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lahi or Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava to go home b'shalim. The Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai, on this Gemara asks, that it's a very nice answer that Oisei Chosid gave to this Tsar. And he was successful. Eventually he let him go, L'shalei. But at the end of the day, we just learned the halacha, that although the Mishnah says they're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of Shmoyna Esrei, but that's only true for a Melech Yisrael. For a Melech Oivet Kechav, he was supposed to be mafsik. Why? Because it's a question of Pekuach Nefesh. And it's not okay for a person to be machmer when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh. No. There's a halacha of a chaybahem, v'loy sheyomus behem. There's gimel averus chamuras. But other than that, a person has no right to put himself into a matzav of sakona. Meaning, the Tsar was right. It says, v'neshmartim ma'od l'naf shoy seichem. So what gave Oisei HaChosid a right to continue in davening Shmoyin Esrei? Says the Ben Yoyada. You know what the pshat is? You know what the pshat is? The Chosid didn't see the Tsar. He didn't notice him. You know why he didn't notice him? Because he was in the middle of davening Shmoyin Esrei. Because he was standing in front of the melech. It wasn't just a mashal. It wasn't just the teretz. That was the emes. He was talking to the king. He was talking to the melech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu chai v'kayim la'ad ula'ol me'aylamim. And he was in such a trance that he didn't notice the sar. Had he noticed the sar, says the Ben Yoyad, of course he would have been mafsik. Because in halacha he had an obligation to be mafsik. But he never noticed him. And the reason he never noticed him is because he was being oimed lifnei hamelech. And as we mentioned so many times, that's the ideal tefillah. The ideal tefillah is that a person has to be mechaven while he's davening, that he's standing in front of the king, and that's what this chassid was doing. So what does this have to do with Reb Chaim ben Sefer? So, it's yodua that Reb Chaim, as in Reb Chaim Brisker, in Chedushi Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, it's the second piece in Reb Chaim in Sefer. He asks a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, says as follows: Chamisha Dvarim Ma'akven Asat Tefillah. There are five things that are ma'akev in Tefillah. Meaning, you need these five things. Without them, Sehistish Gedavin. Number one, Tahiras Ayodayim. Your hands have to be clean. The Kisuya Erva. The Tahiras Makam At Tefillah. We learned a lot about that. The Iria. No Tzoya. No Erva. Udvarim Hachoyv Zenoisai. The Kavona Salev. The fifth thing that the Rambam mentions is ma'akev in Tefillah. Is kavana salev. A person has to have kavana. If you don't have kavana when you're davening, it's ma'akev in tefillah. Meaning, just like you can't daven any part of Shmoyin Esrei if your erva is exposed, if the area that you are is not v'hoyo machanecha kadosh, there's also an idea of kavana b'tefillah. If a person doesn't have kavana while he's davening, it's one of the things that's ma'akev at tefillah. Freit Reb Chaim, I have a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchas Tefila. So this was Perek Dalet Hilchas Tefila. This is Perek Yud. Also Halacha Aleph. Misha Espalu Avol Kibin Es Liboy. If somebody davens and he doesn't have kavana, Yachzer V'Espalu BeKavana. He has to daven again BeKavana. Vim Kibin Liboy BeBracha Rishayna. But then the Rambam says that if a person has kavana BeBracha Rishayna Shuvei Nitzarech, at that point he doesn't have to daven Shmei Nasrei again, which is something that we're very familiar with. Meaning, the only bracha with Tefila is Ma'akev is the first tefillah. But other than the first bracha, it's not ma'akev. Regardless, Freit Rab Chaim, L'chayr Avastira. Because the Rambam in Perik Dal Hilchas Tefillah said, Chamisha Dvar Ma'akven Asat Tefillah. He lists the five. The fifth one is Kavon Asat Tefillah. Then the Rambam in Perik Yud says that no, it's only the first bracha that's ma'akev at tefillah. L'chura, which one is it? Is Kavona a ma'akev in the cheftza of tefillah, meaning you cannot daven without having proper kavona. If that's the case, it should be ma'akev with all the brachas, or maybe no, or is it only ma'akev in the first bracha? This is Reb Chaim's kasha. And just to emphasize it even more, the Rambam, when he continues in Perek Dal in Hilchas Tefillah, he says as follows: Kavona salev keitzad kol tefillah she'ena bekavona ena tefillah. V'mispalu b'lei kavana, chayzer v'mispalu b'kavana. Kol tefila she'ena b'kavana, eina tefila. V'mispalu b'lei kavana, chayzer u'mispalu b'kavana. So, mamash have a stira. Here the Rambam says, tefila, kavana is ma'akiv in tefila. It's one of the chomish dvarim ha-ma'akiv. And the Rambam, when he speaks there in Halacha Tezvav, kol tefila she'ena b'kavana, eina tefila. And then in Perek Yud, the Rambam says, the Halacha, everybody knows that it's only the first brach of Krishma where kavana is ma'akiv. So which one is it? Is it ma'akiv in all the brachos and all the tefillos, or is it only ma'akev in the first bracha of Shemana? Azoy freit Reb Chaim Brisko and Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam right in the beginning says Reb Chaim Venir Loimer. You have to say that there's two dinim in kavana and tefillah. What are the two dinim? There's kavana in that you have to know what you're saying, so you have to be mechaven the pirish amilos. That says Reb Chaim is only ma'akev in the first bracha. The first bracha of Shemana Esrei, it's ma'akev that you know the Pirush Hamilas. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Yisrael, Elokei Avraham. You have to be mechaven every single word. You have to understand the Pirush Hamilas of what you're saying. And just like if you wouldn't say the words, you wouldn't be Yotze Tefillah. If you say the words, but you don't know what you're saying, that's also a problem. Pirush Hamilas is ma'akev 100%. In fact, al pi halacha, if you daven Shemana Esrei, you don't have kavana by the first bracha, you should really daven Shemana Esrei again. Why don't we? Because you're not going to have kavana the second time either. We don't have faith in our ability to ever have kavana. So that's why that's the halacha. But you want to know if it's ma'akev, it's ma'akev 100%. Says Reb Chaim, that's one din in kavana. But there's another din in kavana. You know what that is? Is that is when a person davens, what's he doing? He's not saying words, he's plopping? No. What he's doing is he's oymed lefnei hamelech. He's standing in front of the king, and he's communicating to the king. Says Reb Chaim, if a person, when he's davening, is not cognizant of the fact that what he's doing now is talking to the melech malchei hamlochim, shu chai v'kayim la'olam u'la'omei olamim, then it's ikur chaser of what tefillah is. It says Reb Chaim in lumdus terms, you know what this is called? This is a misasik ba'alma. If somebody shechts, for example, shechita, you don't have kavana to do a ma'isa shechita. It's not ma'akev. But if somebody just takes his arm and he swings it, and it just so happens that there was an animal there, and he hit it right by his trachea and its esophagus, and it shechted roifs of manim, and he was able to meet all five criteria that you have to meet when you do a shechita, the chomish dvarim, a ma'akven as a shechita, and he got it right. Is that a good shechita? No. Why? Because he didn't even have kavana to do a shechita. He didn't even have in mind to do an act of shechita. He was just swinging his arm. Punk, that just worked out. Then he ended up doing a shechita. It's what we know as mesasek. Mesasek is not shoygig, it's not oynes, it's not oymer mutter, it's nothing. A mesasek is garnish. So says Reb Chaim, if a person davens and he doesn't realize that he's davening, he's ikur chaser of what tefillah is. He's like the person who shechted an animal when he was swinging his arm. He's a misasik ba'alma. It just so happens he got it right. He said the words that he was supposed to say. And maybe even some of the pirush hamilas. But says Reb Chaim, he's missing what tefillah is. The cheftz of tefillah is, it's a ma'isa tefillah, like there's a ma'isa shechita, like there's a ma'isa tkiya shofar. What is that? I'm being oymed lefnei hamelech. And if you're not mechavi that you're oymed lefnei hamelech, it's not gedavin. And said Reb Chaim, that's not only ma'akiv in the first bracha, that's ma'akiv in the entire tefillah. Kol tefillah she'ena b'kavana, ena tefillah. V'mispalo b'loi kavana, chayzer u'mispalo b'kavana. So says Reb Chaim, there's two dinim in kavana. There's kavana where you have to know, you have to be mindful of the fact that you're oymed lifnei hamelech, that's ma'akev in all tefillos. Then there's kavana, where you need to know the pirish amilos. You have to understand what you're saying. It's a completely different halacha. You can know your oymed lifnei hamelech, say something that was written by the anshei knesses hagdoyla, soid mufla, like the Pnei Yeshua says, like Reb Chaim Volozhin says in Shar Beis, etc., 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 without having any clue of what you just said. That's one din kavana. And then there's another din kavana, which is pirish amilos. And by the way, you can be mechave pirish amilos without being mechavein and being mindful of the fact that you're oymed lifnei hamelech. It's two completely halachas. One is ma'akiv in every tefillah. That's the Rambam in Perek Dalet and Hilchas Tefillah. And the other one is ma'akiv only in the first brach of Shemayna Esrei. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud and Hilchas Tefillah. That's the first story. The second story is the Gemara today talked a lot about the story of the Chet Egel and Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos of Vayichal Moshe. It's just one hour. What's the opening remarks? The first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel the Luchos 40 days, 40 nights. Everything seems to be going really, really well. The Yidden left Mitzrayim. There were Makis, Kriyas Yamsov. They just said Nasiv and Ishma. They're at the foot of Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu's the Luchos. It's written Be'etzpa Elohim. And this is like the highest point in Jewish history. And in 1 second, we went Me'igra Rama Levira Mikta. And it all began with those fateful words. Vayidabra Hashem O Moshe Lechred. Go down. Kishiche Samcha. Asher Helesa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Soru Marim Min Aderech. They made an ego Masecha Vayishtachav Uloi. Vayizbuch Uloi. Vayoyimro Eila Lihechi Yisrael Asher Halucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Say Chazal. Tomorrow we learned this morning. What did Hashem mean when he told Moshe Lech Reid? Reid Migdulascha. So I'm going to tell you something very interesting. In Parsha Shmois, and this is very much in Yonah D'Yoyma, the Parshias that we're learning now. In Parsha Shmois, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe for the first time at the snack. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Roya Tzai, he's working for a Shver, and he's out in the Midbar, and all of a sudden he sees a bush, it's burning, Vasen Enu Ukol, and he was very taken aback by it. So he goes a little bit closer, and all of a sudden he hears a voice. Vayoymer, the voice says, Moshe, Moshe, Vayoymer Hineini, Vayoymer, Al Tikrav Haloy, stop, don't take another step. Shal Na Lechem Yal Raglecha, take your shoes off, Ke Amokim Asher Ato Ime Dolov, Admas Kodesh, because the place that you're standing right now is Admas Kodesh. You're an Admas Kodesh. You can't walk any further. Take your shoes off, and you can't. There was a line drawn in the sand, literally, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to cross. Al Tikra V'aloi. You can't get any closer. Why? The Ramban makes an unbelievable observation. It's a very, very short Ramban. In Parashat Shmos, he says, I don't understand. He said a few parashas later, in Parashas Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go up to Shemayim, and he's going to be mekabel the Torah. The pasuk says, "Vayamid ha'am me'rochik u'Moshe nigash elo arofel asher shama l'kim." Moshe Rabbeinu was able to literally enter the arofel. Moshe went to Shemayim. Lechem lo yochalti, umayim lo shasisi. Moshe Rabbeinu reached unbelievable, phenomenal madrigas. He was literally able to enter the arofel. Here he can't even go past this line in the sand. Says, how do you understand that? Says the Ramban, must be lohigia adaya lemalosei hagdoy lebenavua. It must be at this point Moshe Rabbeinu had not yet achieved his madrigas in avua. Ki behar sinai nigash ala arofel asher shama elokim. And over here, he couldn't go past this line. Says the Ramban, must be Moshe Rabbeinu shtayv. That at this point in Parsha Shmos, when Hashem goes over to Moshe and he tells him, Moshe, and Moshe says, Hineini, at that point he wasn't yet on such a high madrega. He was on a madrega. Hashem revealed himself to him, but not on such a high madrega. Several parshiyos later, Moshe nigesh ala arofel. So I was thinking that it's an unbelievable thing. What happened from when Hashem revealed himself to Moshe for the first time by the snap until Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel Torah? How much time passed? So it was about a year, right? That's how much time passed. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu during that time? Where was he? It's a Gedreitim Beis Paray. That's where he was. He was busy with all the Nisim and the Flois. And the truth is, Beis Paray was a very dangerous place because you could very easily have been influenced. It wouldn't be suggested for anyone to hang out for a year in Beis Paray. It's not a good idea. And how do I know it's a Rashi and Chumash? Rashi says in Parshas Va'era, the Pasuk's talking about Moshe Baharin, Hey ma medabrim al Paray melech Mitzrayim, lohitzis b'nei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, Hu Moshe Baharin, says Rashi. What does it mean, Hu Moshe Baharin? They were still bitzit kasam mitchila atzoy. I heard once from Rebbe from Yeshua. He said, "Well, what was the chiddush? Why would you have thought otherwise?" He said, "Val medreitzach in base paro if I yud base chiddush Mikan Alas Falirin. And the Torah Daf Nachamo Meizai, who Moshe Baharin, Bishlichusam Ubitzit Kosam Mitchilo Vatsoif. He was saying that Haskamas that expire sometimes, because you have to know where the person was since he received the haskama that he got. That was the context. But the point is, he said, Noch Yud Beis Chodesh, Moshe Baharin had haskama from the Eibishter. But they need another haskama. You know why? Because Tzvel, Yud Beis Chodesh and Beis Pari. So after 12 months in Beis Pari, Moshe Rabbeinu goes from being on a level where he can't go past this line in the sand, and all of a sudden, Moshe Nigash Allah Rafal, the Rabban just makes the observation. But what's the pshat? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do to deserve this? How did he grow so far? I think the Teretz is bullshit. The Teretz is Moshe Rabbeinu did one thing. Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm willing to be the leader to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu did that, he took upon himself the oil, the achrayas of being the Jewish leader. He was given all the koichas in the world. He was given everything. It's the Gemara we just learned. How do you know that? Because the second Klal Yisrael sinned, what did Hashem tell Moshe? Reid Migdulascha. Oh, now that they were chayta, what do you need it anymore? Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're still going to be on a high madrega. I'll restart Klal Yisrael through you, but you're not going to be on this level of a Moshe Nigash Alu Arafel. That was all a dank, the fact that you're the leader of Klal Yisrael. But now that Klal Yisrael sinned, you don't have this stellar anymore. Reid Migdulascha, you don't need it anymore. Now you're going to go back to Al Tikrav Haloy. You'll be on a level that I'll reveal myself to you. You'll be on a level that we're still communicating, but you can't go past this line in the sand. Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzim was on a madrega of Al Tikrav Haloyim. The reason Moshe Rabbeinu was able to rise madregas above that is because he took upon himself the oil. He took upon himself the achrayis. What comes to mind is the Ksav Soifa that we always speak out. The Mishnah says that if someone chalaloymed amanas lelamid, zoychalumoid ulelamid. The chalaloymed amanas lasos, zoychalumoid ulelamid, lishmer velasos. And the Ksav Soifa says, I don't understand. Chalaloymed amanas lelamid, zoychalumoid ulelamid. Why does this person have to be zoychalumoid? Right? What's the Mishnah saying? If you learn with the intention of teaching, you'll be zoicha to learn and to teach. If you learn, you'll be zoicha lumaydu lalamid, lishmar velasis. If you're learning, why do you have to be zoicha lumayd? You're learning anyways. So why do you have to be zoicha lumayd? You need to be zoicha lalamid. That's your goal. Why do you have to be zoicha lumayd? You're sitting in front of a shtender with a gemara. So why do you need to be zoicha lalamid? Says the Ksav Soifer, because when a person gives himself up, you're loymed amanas lalamid, you would think that you're probably going to lose out. A Rebbe. He gives himself up for his Talmidim. He spent hours and hours and hours with your Talmidim and answering questions and working with them and helping them grow and helping them steig. That's the ideal Rebbe. So what's going to be with his own aliyah? How's he going to learn? How's he going to know things? You put yourself out there, you're going to have siyata deshmaya in your own learning. And in the little bit of time that you have to learn for yourself, you'll see gates will be opened up for you, things will be niftach that al pi derech hatev you would never get. If you're a loymeid amanas lalamid, zoicha lilmeid ulalamid. But the im beis medrash b'loy chiddush, and that is, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Talmud Muvik was Rabbi Itzel mi Peterburg. Right? Rabbi Itzel of Peterburger. He's the author of the Sefer Koich Be'yar, which is a classic Musa work on the derech of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who was the father of the Musa movement. But what people don't realize is that Rabbi Itzel was also one of the biggest Ga'onim in Europe, and he's the author of the Sefer Shailos HaTshuvas Pri Yitzchak, which is Ga'onei Ga'onis. In the Hakdama to Shailos HaTshuvas Pri Yitzchak, Rabbi Itzel asks Akasha. He asks Akasha from a Gemara that we learned earlier in Masechtas Brachas to Gemara Masechtas Adarim. The Gemara said, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Ki lekach toiv nosati lechem, teirasi al tazoivu. Boyu reish loy ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam. If somebody sells something to his friend, he does it begrudgingly. He's not happy about it. Nobody wants to sell anything. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu enokein, nosalem teir li Yisrael. He sold us the Torah, v'somach and he was happy. Shenema ki lekach toiv nosati lechem, teirasi al tazoivu. It sounds like we have the Torah because we purchased it. Who'd we buy it from? We bought it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is his opening remarks in his Akdama to his pre Yitzchak. That the Gemara says in Masechtas Nedarim that the Pasuk says that Umi Midbar Matana, Umi Matana Nachliel. What's Pshat in the Pasuk that says Umi Midbar Matana, Umi Matana Nachliel, Umi Nachliel Bamas? Amale, Kivin Sha'oisa Adam as Atzmeka Midbar. If a person makes himself like a Midbar, Shehu Mufker Lakoil, he's Hefker for everybody, Torah Nit Alay Matana. The Torah will be given to him in Matana. So Rav Itzel asked the Stira. He said from the Gemara, Brachas Tafayim and Aleph, it sounds like Kilekach Toiv. You want the Torah, you have to buy for it. You have to pay. You have to give consideration for it. You have to pay for it. And here you have a Gemara, the Darm Daf Nunhei, where the Gemara says, no, umimidbar matana, that the Torah is given to you by matana. A gift and a sale are not the same thing. So which one is it? Do we have Torah because Hashem sold it to us? Or do we have Torah because Hashem gave it to us? Says Reb Itzel, Vaistois, there's two dinim. Must be that they're both true. A person can get Torah by acquiring Torah, and a person can get Torah by matana. What does it mean you acquire Torah? What do? You swipe a credit card? No, what it means is you're harava. You're geya in Torah. You're gati matzasi tamen. And that's what it means, that a person through your geya b'Torah, that's your consideration that you give, you're zoicha to acquire Torah. But sometimes a person gets Torah b'matana as well. Without any yegiyah, you can get Torah. Says Reb Itzel, what do you need for that? So he says, kedarka yo musa teretz. He says, the Gemara says, that if you make yourself like a midbar, shuhu mufka l'akoyl, a midbar is an anav, he's a shuffle. If you're ba'anivus, if you're ba'anava, then you're zoicha to get Torah b'matana. That's what you get. This is his akdama. Why was this the akdama to say for Pri Yitzchak? So we could surmise. But the point is, this is the hakdama of Reb Itzel of Pettenberger to his priyasa. But I was thinking, feed this ksav sofer, maybe to say a different shot. It's true, Torah you want, you got your matzasi tamen. But there's another way to get Torah, b'matana. You know what that is? If you make yourself like a midbar, not a midbar that's an onav, that's Reb Itzel's pshat. But maybe a different pshat. A midbar is mufka l'koil. What is it, mufka l'koil? Anybody could trample on it. When a person allows himself to be trampled, you put yourself out there for the tzibur. You're loymed al menas l'lamed, that's your kavana. You're zoicha l'lamed. Then you get up in matana. That's mamash t'ksav soifer. You're zoicha l'lamed. That's the point. Moshe Rabbeinu put himself out there for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll be the leader. He was mufka for Klal Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu became. And because of that, what was he zoicha to? He was zoicha to gedula. He was zoicha to tremendous gedula. Call all the gedula that Moshe Rabbeinu got, says the Gemara in today's daf. Klum nasati l'cha ela b'shvil Yisrael. And in fact, the moment there was no Klal Yisrael, he lost all the gedula. Because it was all a result of the fact that he had taken upon the Zacharias. Moshe on his own can't cross this line of the sand. Because he's the leader of the Jewish people, Moshe Nigash Elva Arafel. That's the Ksav Sofer. Haloimet al Manas Lelame, you're making yourself hefka. It's not about you, it's about everybody else. Zoicha Lomoid. A person, if he wants to acquire Torah, needs to pay for it. You're gati umatzasi. But at the same time, there's a concept of umimidbar matana. Kivan shehu na sha'isa adam atzmoi kimidbar. Shehu mufker lakoil. It's not about you, it's about everybody else. Torah nit loimet matana. He's zoicha to the bruch of the Ksav Sofer. Davtoch of the Mishnah of Zoicha Lilmoid Ululamid.